A short time ago, I spoke with a key Democrat in this week's negotiations. He's co-chair of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus and Congressman from New Jersey, Josh Gottheimer. Congressman Gottheimer, thank you very much for talking with us. As you and I are speaking, you're about to head into that meeting that Speaker Pelosi has called with all the Democratic members of the House. At this point, do you believe that in the end, when this is all worked out, that both the infrastructure bill and the so-called Build Back Better measure are both going to pass and become law?
I think ultimately both are going to pass and become law. And the great news is that this week on Thursday, we're going to vote on a key part of the president's agenda. Part of that, the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which are our roads, our bridges, tunnels, help in fighting climate change with climate resiliency. That's going to come this Thursday, and it's a huge win for the country. And we're going to continue working, and I know we're going to get done the president's reconciliation bill.
I hear you saying that you're confident it's going to happen, but as you know, what everybody is focused on, or what a lot of us are focused on, is the back and forth between moderates and progressives in the Democratic Party. You have leaders in the Progressive Caucus, like Congresswoman Jayapal, saying there's a lack of trust, that her members are not sure they can be confident that moderate Democrats are going to support that larger reconciliation bill. How do you reassure them that moderates like you will be on board in the end?
Well, I've spoken quite a bit to Jayapal, and to Congresswoman Jayapal. And let me tell you what I said to her and what I've said all week long, that, you know, for me, reconciliation, what's in there, is critically important to the country and to my district, right? There's resources to fight climate change. We're going to reinstate the state and local tax deduction, or SALT, and get taxes down in my district. There's child care in there. But what's also important is that we have to get done this first package that, again, had 69 senators vote on it in the beginning of August. It's been sitting in the House. This is the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And in there is our resources to fix our roads, our bridges, our tunnels. In Jersey, you know, we've got a lot of potholes, third worst roads in the country. We've got a tunnel that's 113 years old between New York and New Jersey where all the trains run. We've got to fix critical infrastructure like that. We've got resources in there to fight climate change and with climate resiliency. You probably saw those awful effects of Hurricane Ida, which affected my state so badly. So we've got to get both done, and it's 2 million jobs a year, hardworking men and women of labor you're talking about on that infrastructure package. But that doesn't mean we can't do both. They're separate pieces of legislation, and I'm incredibly optimistic that we'll get both across the finish line. And I'm talking to Democratic colleagues all the time, Judy, and they both want both to get done. But you can't hold one up, this infrastructure bill, while you're working on the other one. That just doesn't make sense for the country.
But, therein is the Gordian knot. I mean, they're saying, yes, we'll go along with infrastructure, but only after we know that we're going to be able to come to an agreement and pass the larger reconciliation bill. So we know the top number, the $3.5 trillion, is going to come down. The Speaker herself has said that. What do you see being cut? What do you see the top line number being when all this is worked through?
And just one other point, because you made an important point here. In the end of August, we all came together here in the House, and every single Democrat voted to bring the infrastructure bill to the floor this week. Right, so just let's not lose sight of that. It's because I think everyone recognized the importance of that. You know, ultimately, the bill we're going to settle on reconciliation, you know, whatever the ultimate number is, what's most important is what's in there. As I was talking about, fighting climate change and reinstating the state and local tax deduction, and we're not going to bring a bill to the House that we can't get out of the Senate, where we can't get 50 Democrats plus the Vice President. And I know we can get there. I'm talking to everyone, and I'll tell you that there is an agreement to be had here, but the idea that any Democrat wouldn't vote for this infrastructure bill with millions of jobs on the line, with fixing our nation's infrastructure, and while it's been sitting here since beginning of August waiting for us to act, that just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And when I talk to folks at home, they look at me, why wouldn't you just get that done for the country and get those shovels in the ground, which we're waiting for?
But my question is, how do you get this done? I mean, if the number's going to be less than $3.5 trillion, what number are you looking at? What number are other moderate Democrats looking at?
Well, we're all talking. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to negotiate here on television, but we're all actually sitting at the table and talking to each other, whether that's on the phone or on Zoom, all talking to each other about a place where we can get to where everyone feels comfortable. And that's what we're continuing to work through. We worked all weekend on that, and that's exactly the kind of deliberation that will continue. But I'm very optimistic, and I just can't say this strongly enough, that we are going to get to an agreement on reconciliation. But it's a separate bill, and we've got to get this first bill done on infrastructure. And the idea that we'd let any faction of the Democratic Party stop the president's agenda on infrastructure and stop those shovels in the ground and helping people just doesn't make any sense to me.
And just quickly, any sense, though, at this point of what is going to end up being cut, whether it's child care, education, climate?
I don't see anything. You know, I think in the end, if certain areas come down a little bit, maybe that's how they work it out. But I don't see anything getting cut. There's too many important priorities in there. But again, this is what's going to matter is what can we find agreement on? What are the levels? What are the areas? Are there certain things we're going to be able to focus on? And that's exactly what happens in these conversations, like any legislation. And we'll get there. Whatever it is, it's going to have a huge impact on the country, and that's what matters, just like this infrastructure bill will. Let's get it done. Let's take the win for the country and get reconciliation done as well.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Judy.